new pallet riding commuter option in Los Angeles. Would you ride a pallet down the Metro rail line? Now you can. The City of Los Angeles just approved the adoption of commuter pallet riding on Metro rail lines. A recent successful test in Slovakia gave Metro and city officials the confidence it would work in LA. City Transportation Director Sylvan K. Smyrna commented, "The new pallet commuting initiative will give Angeleno commuters another option to get around our great city. We have earmarked $4 million for the acquisition of hundreds of thousands of pallets." For those not familiar with what a pallet is, you might have seen them at the grocery store used by forklifts to move around produce and other goods. The pallets fit almost perfectly on the width of a Metro rail line and would be used on an individual basis, that is, each commuter would have their own pallet. Smyrna explained that one commuter rides a pallet at a time. They ride the same tracks as Metro rail trains. Asked about safety, he said, "As always, safety is our first responsibility. Pallet commuters will be trained to ride the pallets at very high speed so as not to interfere with the regular Metro rail train cars. They are allowed to drink coffee and surf the internet while riding, but there is no smoking due to the fire hazard. Each pallet will have its own free Wi-Fi system. A limited number of private pallets will be made available to cater to the city's celebrity community. They will have special clearance of a certain distance from pallets following them full of paparazzi. As well, in a nod to the city's sports teams, designated pallets will be painted in the team colors of the Lakers, Kings, Dodgers, Clippers, Galaxy, and Sparks. No alcohol will be allowed on the pallets. The Pallet Commuting Initiative is the latest effort by the city to relieve congestions on city streets in Los Angeles, streets and highways. Other initiatives announced by the city include the Drone Commuting Initiative, which involves drones picking up and dropping off people around the city. And other ideas include the Red Wagon Initiative, which is where kids will be hired to pull commuters in their red wagons to their destination. Red wagon travel is expected to be slower, but the rates will be lower than the drone and pallet riding initiatives. For now, the pallet initiative is getting all the attention at City Hall. Of course, there might be a few accidents while we work out the kinks, said Smyrna. Any pallet riders struck by Metro trains will be asked to take the pallet riding training again until they can demonstrate they can operate at high speeds in concert with Metro trains on the same tracks. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe. It just might be the most exciting thing that happens to you this summer.